From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal agent in charge of investigating the shooting at two military facilities in the U.S. city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, Thursday, says the FBI is looking into the shooter's motives. Ed Reinhold also said investigators cannot say whether the gunman had any ties to a terrorist group, even though some local authorities believe he did.
We are just beginning this investigation. We will explore that option. But at this point, we don't have anything that directly ties him to an international terrorist organization.
Reinhold said investigators have no idea why the 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz went on a rampage, killing four U.S. Marines and wounding two other servicemen in the shootings. The gunman was killed. President Obama promised a thorough and prompt investigation. Twin blasts rocked a market in the northeastern Nigerian town of Gombe, leaving nearly 50 dead. Nobody claimed responsibility for the attacks. It targeted a market crowded with customers doing some last-minute shopping on the eve of the Eid festival, marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Blast resembled attacks carried out by Boko Haram Islamic militants. Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a police checkpoint near the Saudi Arabian capital, Riyadh. Militants co-control large parts of Iraq and Syria and have been trying to expand their presence into Saudi Arabia. Sunni extremist group claimed two May suicide bombings that killed 25 at Saudi Shiite mosque. It has also carried out attacks in neighboring Kuwait as well as Yemen. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mourners for the victims of last year's downed Malaysia Airlines flight are gathered in Ukraine, marking the first anniversary of the crash that killed 298. Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for shooting down the plane, while Moscow and the rebels deny responsibility and blame Ukrainian forces. Greece won new financial lifelines on Thursday from its European neighbors that will allow it to reopen its banks on Monday. They've been closed for more than 2 weeks. European Central Bank increased the cap on its emergency fund for Greece banks by $978 million. Meantime, Eurozone finance chiefs agreed to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts and also open talks on a new three-year $94 billion bailout. Eurozone finance ministers took the actions just hours after Greek lawmakers approved tough austerity reforms demanded by Greece's creditors. In Washington, Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir, whose country is alarmed by the Iran nuclear agreement. After their meeting, the Saudi Foreign Minister warned Iran not to use its improved economic situation to fund what he called adventures in the region. And in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond that he does not like the agreement.
What we'll get is more terrorism, more aggression, more subversion, rather than the opposite.
Foreign Secretary Hammond then responded.
I understand your concerns, but we have always been clear that this deal was about the nuclear file. The sanctions regime is around Iran's illegal nuclear activities.
Mr. Hammond admitted that Iran's regional conduct, in his words, will have to be dealt with in the months and the years to come. Jurors in the U.S. state of Colorado have found James Holmes guilty of murder. It happened in an attack on a suburban movie theater in Denver 3 years ago. It killed 12 people, left 70 wounded. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush remains hospitalized in fair condition after a fall that broke a bone in his neck. He is in a Portland, Maine hospital not far from his family's summer home. Dr. William DeAngelo is the neurosurgeon treating Mr. Bush, who is now 91 years old.
It is a significant injury, but right now the president is in excellent shape, and we would anticipate that he would make a full recovery.
Former President Bush will be fitted for a neck brace. Powerful tropical storm still battering western Japan, bringing strong winds, torrential rains. It's killed at least two people. Tens of thousands are being warned to evacuate.
That's the latest world news from VOA.